Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what? I've had the strangest day today. Like, I have a lot of strange days, but today's gone down as one of the strangest, so far in 2011. But the annoying thing is, I actually can't tell you anything about it. And if I did, then it would all go really wrong. And it would almost be like probably career over. I mean, I can explain. I will be able to explain to you very soon what I've been doing today. I have to be really careful here. But I am totally sworn to secrecy. And you know what I'm like? I am not one to gossip. You know that if you told me something in the strictest of confidence, it would go no further. And I certainly would not tell everybody. It involves some snakes and Ollie Murs. That's all I can say at the moment.
The Scott Mills Daily.
My mate Chris is here, right, Chris?
Hello, yeah.
You go, all good after yesterday's incident involving that adult baby song?
Yeah.
What happened last night, tell us?
Well, I had to go to work, didn't I?
Where were you working?
I was DJing in Oceana, Southampton.
And?
And, thanks to you, I had people coming up, adult baby, texting me, adult baby, security on the way in, adult baby.
Did they have the big screens where you could text as well?
Yeah.
And what were they saying?
What do you think?
Adult baby.
So cheers for that.
So as you were DJing, it came up as adult baby on the big screen because people were texting it in.
Someone told me they're going to rename me DJ adult baby for next time.
I can only apologise.
Well, you say that. You know what you were doing. Well, I will get you back.
I know. This is the song that there wasn't... Don't blame me. It's the one that didn't speak sat next to you that made it.
You're the DJ.
This is the song we're talking about.
Why have you got to do it again?
Hold on. Mammary gland. Jeffrey Archer. Listen. I'm an adult baby. I'm an adult baby. I've got a phone... and a dressing gown. Right. I'm an adult baby!
It just works so well together.
Mammary gland. You will listen. I'm an adult baby.
I'm going to get you back.
Okay.
There's no doubt about it. It's coming.
Yeah, whatever. After 4:30, Timmy Trendy is back and trying to spread more rumours about him being the royal wedding planner. That's just after 4:30, darling. The Posh Radio 4 lady will be on with your messages that you have been sending in on email on Dear Scott. And also coming up, Innuendo Bingo, The Duel. You've never played this before, have you, Chris?
Never played it. Quite excited.
You've heard it a lot. You've never played it. So it's Becky and Chris against each other. You can win some Scott Mills points as well. Play it at home. Don't do it in the car, though, because it involves water and you spitting it out. So get some, put some newspaper or something, some covering down before you play this at home. And then, after 6, it's a good part today. Probably the best one yet. Part 7 of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You should know this by now, but anytime you want to send anything in to us on email, the way to do it is send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's just stuff you want to tell us about what's happening in your life, stuff you want to know about us or about the show, anything you've noticed, anything you've liked, anything you've hated. It's just basically your feedback every Thursday on Dear Scott. Send it on an email. The PR4L will read it out. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Maybe it's something you found online that you want to share or something weird that's been going on with your mates. Anything at all, let me know about it. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Today is the day that Posh Radio 4 reads out those emails. It's coming soon.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Right, let's do a Dear Scott message now, actually, to warm us up a bit. As I've said before, pretty much anything that you write in will get on and the Posh Radio 4 lady will read it out.
Dear Scott. Subject, Dear Scott. You look like an elf. Love, Anna, off of High Wycombe.
Cheers, Anna.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hey, Becky.
Hiya.
Every time I hear that song, because it mentions Jeremy Kyle, it reminds me that me and Chris here are going to, at some point, try and get in the audience of Jeremy Kyle. It's been a lifelong ambition of his, hasn't it?
Definitely.
And are you up for it? Do you want to come? Make it 3?
Yeah.
Don't seem as keen. We really want to go. Yeah. We've wanted to go for years.
Yeah, I know, but I'm all about the Vanessa show now, so...
Why?
Because it's better.
How is it better? Hello?
Have
Vanessa,
you not watched it yet?
Jeremy Kyle, I haven't watched it. You did send me a link to it yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Why?
Because it's brilliant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it, though?
You will love it.
I'll love it. Is it brilliant?
It's amazing. Ben from Fats and Small does, like, the Stupid Street bits where he goes out and does, like, the investigative reporting
wow,
on the street.
That's horrific. I can't wait.
It's brilliant.
So her husband, who is the bloke off of Hey, What's Wrong With You? And other such hits, says, Hey, What's Wrong With You? And others says, Hey, he is on the show with her.
Yeah.
And he's like her roving reporter.
He's like the smooth-talking Dan.
I can't wait to see that. I'll look at that link you sent me earlier. Cheers.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Timmy Trendy is back on now. We're trying to get this rumour to spread all over the world. And the rumour that we're trying to get to spread is that Timmy Trendy is the royal wedding planner for actual Prince William and Kate Middleton. We even called showbiz journalist Dean Piper last week from the Sunday Mirror. Timmy called him up and subtly slipped it into the conversation. Did it get printed on Sunday in the Mirror? Nothing. Not even a tiny little bit. He could have, you know, just put, you know, those little tiny, tiny bits of shh gossip they have in. He could have done that, but there was nothing in there. I checked on Sunday. I think Timmy was too subtle. I don't think he, you know, made it clear enough of what he was trying to spread.
I don't think he wants it to get out.
Well, we are failing dismally at this at the moment. The rumour's not going anywhere. So Timmy has tried a different tack today. He's tried one of the gossip magazines. You know, they love a bit of gossip, don't they? The ones that do those ridiculous but amazing true life stories, you know? Like, my husband married an Eskimo and all that. So we called up one of our faves, Love It magazine, and Timmy tried to start the rumour again.
Hello, Love It.
Hello, darling.
Hi, who's that?
My name is Timmy Trendy.
Right.
Listen, darling, Timmy's got a little something for you.
Right.
Can you guess what it is, darling?
No.
Oh. I am the royal wedding planner, as you're probably aware.
Right, okay. Can I help with anything?
I just wanted to offer you some exclusives for the wedding, darling, what with me being the planner and all.
Okay, all right.
Real life, real weddings, real royals.
That sounds fantastic.
Also, I'm thinking next to the article, would you like some pics of the big day?
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Brilliant, darling! I'm thinking I know they'll have their own, like, professional photographer, but I'll be sneaking in Timmy's fun cam to capture all the action.
Right.
Is that something you'd be interested in?
Definitely. Send it over.
So I will get the fun cam, sneak it in, take all the pics, and then I'll post it to you, darling, and you can nip down snappy snaps or boots or whatever and get them developed.
That would be perfect.
You'll have to do the hour service, obviously, darling, because you'll be so desperate to see
them. Hour service, definitely.
Also, darling, whilst you're there...
Yeah?
Obviously, I don't know yet which ones the best ones will be, but could you get me a tea towel, mouse mat and key ring of some of the best picks?
Of course I can, no problem.
Oh, they'll look brilliant in Timmy's lounge.
Okay. Thanks for the call, then.
When can we expect to...
No, I think they're interested. And you know, the best way to get something printed in one of these magazines is to tell them not to print it. They love having gossip that they're not meant to have. So Timmy rang them back.
Hi, Love It.
Hi, darling, it's Timmy again.
We're such good friends, you and me, aren't we?
Well, more sort of work acquaintances, darling.
Oh, yes, sorry,
anyway,
work acquaintances.
I've just had word from the palace, darling. I'm not allowed to sell my story to any magazines.
Oh, no, not even to Love It magazine.
No, so you won't print that, what I just said, will you, darling?
OK, all right, I promise I won't.
Right, I've got some more...
Who is it?
It's Timmy, darling, and I've got some more stories you might
Tell me the truth, who is it?
My name is Timmy Trendy. Darling, I've got three more stories for you, OK?
OK, yeah.
Right,
okay.
One, married to Usher for 3 hours.
That sounds like a good one.
No, it's never going to work out.
Have you got pictures? Got any juicy pictures for us? No problem.
You may be a little embarrassed, darling, about the Usher pics.
Right.
How about this one?
You sound a bit demented. Are you okay?
I don't really know, darling.
Okay, I'm going to have to go. I've got an important meeting to go into.
One more, bye. one more, darling. Amy Winehouse ate my ground.
Why would you hang up at Amy Winehouse ate my gran? That was clearly the best one. Podcast. Robin Devon points this out. At that magazine, do they answer the phone with, "Hi, I love it"?
"Hi, I love it."
Yes, they do.
No, she goes, "I love it."
I love it.
We're such good friends, you and me, aren't we?
I love it.
Do you know what? I'm so going to use that as my next...
"Hi, I love it."
"I love it." Will you start answering the phone with...
"Yes."
"I love it."
"Yes, yes. Ring me now. I'm going to do a mock-up of how it's going to sound."
"Ring you now?"
"Yeah." Okay. I know people could just imagine that I'm just like, you know.
Okay.
But it's better if I do a real-life version of how it's going to be. Have you got my number?
Yeah. Okay.
You haven't got my number, have you?
Oh. Okay,
this
cool.
has all gone a bit wrong.
That's fine. Should be connecting any moment.
No, hang on.
Is that your ringtone? Is that your... When did you change that? When did you change it to that?
I straight forgot I'd put that on. It's the best bit. It's the bit where R explains what's going on in the R Kelly drama. Listen again. Call me again. I'll play it to you properly.
Okay, go.
Damn.
It cuts off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah. Usher.
Thank you, DJ.
Thank you.
Becky, I listen. Yeah. Daddy needs it.
Not this
Daddy
bit.
Needs it. Daddy needs it right now. Hey, Becky, how you doing? Yeah. Hey, Becky. You mind getting Daddy coffee? Sweetheart? Thank you, baby. Thank you. Becky, I need you to walk it here. Yeah, man. Daddy needs it. And Becky, sweetie, I need some French fries. Can you go get it for me, baby? And Becky, listen. Daddy's home. Becky, sweetie, go get it for Daddy.
That's the one.
I've forgotten about that.
That's the one. Radio 1 Podcast. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Louise.
Hey, Louise, where are you?
I'm in Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
How can I help?
Well, today I was sitting in my science class and my phone went off, but I downloaded your... I'm an adult baby.
I'm an adult baby.
Sorry, Chris.
That. And everyone just spun around and looked at me, like, really weird.
So, in your science class, what did you get, a call or a text or what?
Yeah, it's my text, but it goes off repeatedly until you flip up the phone.
I'm an adult baby!
Brilliant.
I'm an adult baby!
So it just kept going off repeatedly.
I'm an adult baby!
In science.
I'm an adult baby!
Bet you got some weird looks, eh?
Yeah, and the teacher was like, "What's that?" I was like, well...
Well, let me explain.
Yeah, so...
My mate Chris is here, who made that... phone call in the first place. He's mortified, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
No, it's cool. Going off in, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's, Louise says it's cool. It's going off in science classes it's all around, all over Liverpool.
It's not.
It is cool. It's absolutely fine.
I'm an adult baby.
Anyway, yeah, maybe put it on silent next time. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be better.
Okay. Did you have to explain to anyone, or did you just not go into it?
Everyone's like, "Where did you get that from?" I was like,
"Well, the Radio 1 website. Download it for free." All right. Give me a high five. Five on your phone. Loves it. Love ya.
All right, bye.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
And now it's time, when you hear this music, for Dear Scott. Your chance to get on air. Have your say. It's just an email away. Send one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'll pass it on to the posh Radio 4 lady. We do this every Thursday afternoon.
Hello, Scott, Becky, PR4L, TOTDS, and hopefully Chris.
Hello. Hey.
Greetings from America. I have two things to share with you, and I assure you they are in no way related. Firstly, last week, the PR4L read out a letter by a listener whose brother had been burped at by an old man in a museum. As I was listening to your podcast, I was waiting for my car to be repaired, and a rather large old woman actually farted right there in the waiting room and carried on reading the paper as though nothing had happened. Gross. Sad smiley.
Sometimes old people just ignore it and they don't even acknowledge that it was them.
I don't think half the time they can hear it.
Yeah.
Secondly, I have very much enjoyed the contributions of your friend Chris on the show the past 2 weeks. He is hilarious. I'm an adult baby. Lol. Is he auditioning for a more permanent role on the show? If so, he has my hearty endorsement. Love to all. Susan off of Indiana.
Susan off of Indiana. Yeah, we've just got him ironing some shirts at the moment, but you never know.
Did he send that in?
Are you Susan off of Indiana?
No.
Is that what you're spending not... time like making up email addresses and go, oh, where can I be from? Indiana. Don't put that there. That was rude. Okay, cool. As long as it's not you. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS and PR4L. My brother Henry and I both listen to your podcast in bed each night. So I thought I would write in to see if you could pass on a message to him for me. Can you ask him to turn off the light in the mornings as he walks past my room? Because Dad always turns it on to wake me up. Hopefully he will hear this on the podcast tonight, so it will have immediate effect and I can have a lie-in with a light off tomorrow morning. Thanks, from Charlie in Devon.
Oh, OK, cool.
You see, I think this is exactly what Dear Scott's about. Not just doing like all your life admin, but important messages like this.
Passing on messages.
It needs to be done.
OK, so let's do it. Henry, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Turn the light off.
After Dad's turned it off.
After Dad's turned it off. Turn it off. Thank you. That'll be done now, Charlie. See?
Immediate it's going to be tomorrow night, though, before, because the podcast doesn't go up until tomorrow lunchtime. So it's tomorrow night's. Tomorrow morning, you're still going to be woken up, I'm afraid.
I like passing messages on like that. That's good. Next.
Dear Scott, I can't phone because I'm at work, but I thought you might like my curry delivery story, smiley.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, me and my mate Tiffy in Portsmouth had a Friday thing of going to the curry house and having a few cheeky drinks. Well, this night we decided to order delivery, and we decided to crack open a bottle of wine while we waited, only to break the bottle opener. Disaster! Sad smiley.
Oh no, what did you do?
Decided we would phone Curry House to explain. We were there every week, so they knew us quite well, and ask if they could bring one with the food to open our bottle. Half an hour later, food arrives, plus waiter with towel over arm and bottle opener in hand.
Amazing.
Smiley.
A waiter arrives?
Amazing.
This is brilliant.
He came into the lounge, opened our bottle, poured us both a drink, and then served our food for us. And then, as we are both sat awestruck, because he's even sorted our plates, etc., he asked, "Any further assistance you require, ladies?" Quality service, smiley. Much lerve, XOXO. Kind regards, Lorraine.
This is when we were talking about taxi drivers that go beyond the call of duty last week, including... the one that just had to drop off a Pictionary for somebody. And then there was another guy, do you remember, who, when he runs out of toilet roll...
Yes, he's...
rings up a cab company.
And they would go and do his Asda shop as well, don't they?
Yeah, they'd go and do an Asda shop, and also they would drop the loo paper through the window for him. Like I said, taxis beyond the call of duty. That's quite a good one, though. Indian restaurants that send a waiter around with a towel over their arm and pour you wine and serve your food. I mean, I get a Christmas card from mine. My local curry
house. That's not quite as good, though, as having the guy actually come round.
If you're a regular, which I have been known to be, get a Christmas card from your curry house. Have you never had that, Chris? Well, yeah. Happens a lot. If you're a regular. Next!
Dear Scott, subject R. Kelly, true to life. Ha! In his youth, my husband trapped someone in the closet.
No, it doesn't actually happen. Surely.
In the haste of ensuring his, at the time, girlfriend wouldn't find out after her unexpected return from work, he decided to make an excuse for them to both leave the house so that the other woman could leave. Thing is, he didn't realise the cupboard he'd hidden her in couldn't be opened from the inside. He came back a few hours later and she was still there. Apparently the poor woman didn't see the funny side. Louise, Brighton.
Then he was trapped in the closet. Wow. I just thought
you
it was...
You wouldn't be happy, would you? What if you needed a wee?
I know. I wouldn't think that would happen in real life, but obviously it does. That's the kind of thing that Dear Scott's all about. Don't forget, the next part of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet is coming up after six, and I think it's my favourite so far today, so make sure you'll be tuned in for that just after 6 o'clock. Anything else you want to know? Anything you want to tell us? Anything you may have found on the internet or weird stuff that's happening with your friends? Let us into your life, and we'll let you into your ours. What? Yeah.
Send us, all be friends.
Let's all be friends. Let's hold hands. Send us an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything you want to say, anything you want to ask, that's what Dear Scott's all about every Thursday.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now on Radio 1, it's time for Innuendo Bingo, The Duel. My mate Chris is here.
Hello.
Becky is here.
Hello.
And Becky seems to be wearing all of the wet weather gear.
Just the stuff that's hanging around in the office, you know, the yellow kind of fisherman's outfit. And then I think last time I had protective goggles, but this time I've got a snorkel mask.
And talk us through what you're wearing, Chris.
I'm very unprepared for this. It's my debut. I'm wearing what I turn up here in. I'm
schoolboy era.
Can you not just lend him some of the wet weather gear?
No.
Okay. So you know the deal. You both take water in your mouth. You hold it in your mouth. Then I play you the innuendo bingo clip. We see who cracks first and spits the water out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This isn't helped by the fact that Becky looks like Ali G.
She does a bit. Pictures online. So, take the water, please. Have a big gulp of it, both of you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Ready, Chris?
Mm.
Don't make that schoolboy error mistake of laughing before the clip's even played.
Mm.
All right?
Mm.
And here is Dale.
Horseradish sauce is traditionally served with which roast meat?
I love it too.
Think I know this. Pretty sure it's beef.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to plump for beef. Dale.
Would you like me to take beef as your answer?
Yes, please, Dale.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
That was Dale Winton there.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
Chris cracked.
Oh, God.
That was through the whole thing. You were like, oh.
Oh, God.
You right?
This is so much harder than it looks on the
TV.
Website.
I didn't get that one.
And now, over to Nigel Slater's Simple Suppers for our next bit of innuendo bingo. Consume the water, please. Take the water in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who spits it out first.
If I whip this out, you just want them to relax.
Let your kale darken and soften a bit before throwing in your sausage and nuts.
Oh, no! Oh! You've just spat all over me.
Becky, you spat over his head.
I was trying to get it in the bin.
You spat over his head.
I'm soaked.
Right. Sorry about that. That wasn't supposed to happen.
It's freezing.
It's just come out of the cooler. That shows it's fresh.
So Chris,
if he's like this when he's playing with me, imagine what he's going to be like if he played with Laura.
Chris spat his water out and then you spat yours out over his head.
Because he was hogging the bin.
Becky's just spat all over me.
Don't hog the bin. Right, you both back in place.
Freeze.
Water in your mouth, please. Here's the last one on Innuendo Bingo, The Duel. He is freezing, he's shaking. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This from Five Live.
You'll talk in general terms. You'll say we were rubbish.
Yeah.
But he doesn't finger players like some man would do.
Oh, God, again.
Talk me through what's happening, Chris.
I'll tell you the problem. The problem is when he cracks first because he's not a very good player, is that he then hogs the bin and then I have to, just do it on his head.
This isn't how I imagined it was going to be.
It's going on.
He's actually got the shivers.
And that was Innuendo Bingo, The Duel.
You're going to be bringing in your wet weather gear next time.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hi, Tom in Yorkshire. Tom in Yorkshire, who's just taken a break from his psychology revision to listen to Kasabian. And now back to revision again. What's so funny, hmm?
Sorry, the video of me and Chris doing the innuendo bingo duel has just been put up on your pages, and I didn't realise how much I aimed specifically for Chris's head, because he finds it funny, spits in the bin, and I just go straight
If you heard innuendo bingo the duel earlier, you will want to watch the video.
Well, I came prepared in, like, the yellow kind of... What are they? Fisherman's outfit, isn't it? Like, full-on
proper
waterproof.
Proper wet weather gear.
And a snorkel. And Chris just... Well, he just turned up normal in his
clothes.
Normal hoodie.
Can you get that at Radio 1 online?
Mm-hmm.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. That's bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Go to the Scott Mills pages, and you'll see Becky spitting water on Chris's head a lot while they play innuendo bingo the duel. Okay. Chris off of Leicester's been on. Come on, Scott, I need my fix of R. Kelly. Come on, get the side piece-tastic R. Kelly hip-hop bra on. From Kevin in Swindon. All right, it's on. Here we go. So, R. Kelly is having an affair with a woman called Kathy. Her husband, Rufus, found R. Kelly hiding in their wardrobe. Then Rufus announced he was also having an affair with a bloke called Chuck. R. Kelly then goes home to discover his wife is also having an affair with a policeman who smokes. Becky's ringtone actually sums up the situation fairly well so far. This is what happens every time her phone goes off now, every time she gets a call.
I got a hangover, been trapped in a closet, slept with who knows, threatened to kill a pastor. She says, what? Baby, this is no lie. He had a lover, turns out to be a gay guy. She says, damn.
Anyway, so R. Kelly and his wife sit around laughing about how silly all this is. I'm having an affair, you're having an affair, this is hilarious. Trouble is, her lover, the policeman, comes back to the house and thinks that her laughing is actually her crying. He bursts in and a struggle ensues. Then it gets quite strange when R. Kelly produces some Mexican food.
And then I stood up, started walking towards him, screaming out my house. Then he yelled free, she screamed please, and I pulled my burrito out.
He pulls out a burrito.
I looked it up yesterday. It's a burrata, which is a type of mozzarella from a certain area of Italy.
Whatever. Anyway, so he pulls it out.
Grab the gun, she's screaming, settle down. Going all around the room, both hands on the gun. Then all of a sudden, pow.
Pow.
Hit with the mozzarella balls.
Someone's been shot by chimichanga.
Hello, chimichanga. I've still never had one, but it makes me laugh every time.
Okay, are you ready for part 7?
Yes. We need to find out who's down.
Drum roll, please.
There's total silence and confusion on their faces as they continue to stare.
Everyone's staring. But who's been shot by that burrito?
Then Gwen starts shaking and crying, screaming, what did you do? And then the policeman looks at me and screams, see, now I warned you.
Okay, yeah, but can you actually...
Just tell us who's been...
Can you tell us what happened? Because we still don't know.
Then he starts pacing the floor, screaming, God, what have we done here?
Yeah.
Then she rushed to the door, screaming, there goes your whole career.
Okay,
right, okay, we can work this
out. That's fine, but can someone tell me who's been shot by the burrito, please?
Well, I think we can work it out that it's not her.
No.
And it's not the policeman.
Right. Okay.
Is it R?
For R singing, he's fine.
Well, who is it then? There's no one else in the room.
He picks up the gun and says, I have a wife at home. I can't have no part of this.
No! Oh, no. The policeman's married as well, but he's been having it off with R. Kelly's wife. While smoking.
I'm just going to conclude now that none of these relationships are kind of faithful from now on.
No,
I'm just
really
going to assume that everyone else is
doing it with someone else.
Yeah.
Right, so the policeman's married as well. But who's been shot? Look, can someone tell me what's happened?
She says, James, I can't believe you just said what you said. Cause that's not what you were saying when your ass was in my bed.
Look, get over it, love. He's married, all right.
So James is the cop.
Yeah. Will everyone stop arguing, please, and tell us what's happened?
Then I said, get married later. But right now we gotta use our heads. First of all, did anybody think to check if the man was alive or dead?
Oh.
Which man? There was only three of them in the room.
So a man has been hurt But it doesn't sound like it's the policeman or R. Kelly. So who is it?
Then he looks at her, she looks at me. I look at them and we look at him. Meanwhile, Gwen's about to have a nervous breakdown the way she's shaking and crying.
Well, I would have a nervous breakdown as well because that burrito's gone everywhere and the sauce will take ages to clear up.
Who's Gwen?
I don't know. Oh, Gwen.
What do you mean? Gwen's about to have... Who's Gwen?
Is Gwen the wife? Gwen's, R. Kelly's wife, had it off with
the
policeman.
Well, no one has said.
I know.
And then she screamed, you've killed my brother. And then I said, Gwen, wait a minute, I didn't. She says, no, you killed my brother.
What? So... Right, so it was Tron. They've shot Tron, the brother. Okay?
I thought he was in prison.
No, he can't. Oh, I don't know.
And I said, baby, it wasn't my fault. And he says, now, wait a minute. I say, no, you wait a minute. And then I say, man, this is my wife. We had a life until you butted up in it.
Yeah, they had a life before you came along, policeman.
No.
Anyway, look, everyone's still arguing. Has anyone thought about poor Tron? Because maybe he could do with some help here.
She cried out, Sylvester, now hold on. Even though he was in our home. Let's not forget the fact that you was out there creeping in another man's home.
Oh, who's that coughing? It's probably
like
Tron. Is it Tron?
Over here.
Hello, it's me.
Still alive,
I've
Tron.
I've been shot by a burrito. Could you help me? Hello, stop arguing.
Tron starts coughing.
Yeah.
And she says, Tron, oh my God, baby brother, are you okay?
Oh, about time.
Finally.
He looks up at her and says, I'm not gonna die, at least not today.
Oh, God. Like, at least someone eventually thought about poor Tron in the corner. He had to go, hello.
I love Tron's cough. That's the sort of cough I used to do when I tried to get off school.
And then he asks, what happened? Sis, why did I get shot? Sylvester, what is this policeman doing here? And I said, go on, tell him, cop.
Can I just ask, does Tron say, sis, did I get shot?
Do you know what's happened to Tron?
He's gone French.
He's caught that syndrome where, you know, when people sometimes wake up after an accident and they've gone into a completely foreign language.
They get foreign accent syndrome.
Yeah. Or foreign language syndrome, and I think that's what's happened to him.
Then he asks, what happened? Sis, why did I get shot?
So he's gone French now. Sis, why did I get shot? Avec le burrito? Sis, why?
Le chimichanga.
Un peu de chimichanga. Right, so come on then, policeman. Tell him everything. Go on.
He says, son, we gotta get you to a hospital and take a look at that wound. Tron says, no, I'm okay, it's just my shoulder. All I need is a bathroom.
Oh, here we go.
No,
oh, it's only my shoulder.
I'm not being funny, but if you do or anyone you know ever gets shot, don't just take them to the bathroom. They do need medical attention.
Yeah, don't be thinking like you're Jack Bauer in 24. Don't just sew it up yourself and think, oh, I'm fine.
No, you don't just get over it.
Now 5 minutes has gone by and they're telling Tron everything that happened. Tron say, man, I would have been better off in prison.
Well, I think they'd need more than 5 minutes to explain absolutely everything that's been going on, don't you, to Tron?
Well, unless he does that quick catch-up song that he did to his wife when he was...
Now somebody's banging at the door. Oh. I'm like, oh, no, here we go again. Thinking out loud to myself, saying, when is this gonna end?
Now there's someone else at the door. Who's that? Okay, right. I'll give you 20 Scott Mills points if you can correctly name who's at the door now.
I think it's a brand new character that we didn't know about. I think it's Martha. Or it could be Doug.
Okay.
Is it Doug?
Right. Let us know at home if you've worked it out.
Audrey?
So R. Kelly seems worried about it, whoever it is at the door, doesn't he?
Hmm.
Who could it be?
Then Gwendolyn looks at me and says, baby, you got that? And I say no. She says, why? And I say, because I'm not opening up another door.
Right. R. Kelly is now refusing to open the door. But he doesn't do doors anymore. He's had a terrible day and he's not answering any more doors, and that's final.
And the cop says, Gwen, I get it. Then I say, I get it. And then the policeman grabbed me, I snatched away and got my gun up off the floor. Then Tron says, now that's what I'm talking about. So that's the point there toward the door.
So, right, something's going to happen here. There's a person knocking at the door. They're arguing about who's going to get it. No, I'll get it. No, I'll get it. But who's it going to be?
There's been a plot spoiler on the text. Apparently it's Keith Lemon.
Oh, no, he turns up everywhere. Who's it gonna be?
Then he snatches the policeman's gun and says, officer, arrest me later. I count to three, Tron open the door and it's rolls the nosy neighbor. What a spatula in her head. Like that's gonna do something against them guns. It's Rosie the nosy.
Are you serious?
Do you know what?
Are you serious?
That has to be my favourite backing vocal
what
ever.
What the hell?
Just spatula.
Woo.
So Rosie.
What?
The nosy neighbour from
comes
next
round
door.
With a spatula. No, I wasn't expecting that at all. 20 Scott Mills points if you've got Rosie, the nosy neighbour, with a spatula. Wow.
I count to three, try and open the door, and it's Rose, the nosy neighbour. You with a spatula in her
hand. Spatula. Spatula.
That's gonna do something against them guns. It's Rosie, the nosy neighbour.
Oh, you've outdone yourself again. Like, just when I thought you couldn't get any more ridiculous, you've done it. That is incredible.
Put a spatula in her hair.
Spatula.
Spatula.
Wow. I'm actually gobsmacked to that
one. I don't know
one.
What to say. That was the last thing I was expecting.
Podcast.
Right, we've all been making songs this week on our phones. The one that didn't speak, it was his turn yesterday, and he made this... this masterpiece. Just on his phone.
Hold up. Mammary glands. Jeffrey Archer. Listen, I'm an adult baby.
Goes on like that, really. My mate Chris is here, and it was your turn to make a song last night and today.
Yeah.
Right, so you've done one, right?
Yeah, I've done one. I've got to admit, though, I didn't just use my phone because I found it a bit difficult.
Oh.
But mainly my phone.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Well, we did say... yeah, okay. We did say phone.
It's mainly phone.
Okay, right. So we told you to make a song using this bit of Jeremy Kyle from his show yesterday.
Do you want sexy time tonight? Do you want sexy time tonight? Sexy time.
Gross. Can we play this?
You can. I've also got to say that I decided to take your clip and turn it into a duet.
Okay, then.
Hi there. Hi.
I'm going to have a lie down.
Cuddle up.
Now. Do you want sexy time? Now.
Feeling slushy?
Do you want sexy time tonight? Sexy time. I'm not even in first gear, trust me. Sexy time.
Why am I on that?
Well, I thought I'd make a duet with you.
That makes me feel very uncomfortable.
It's only fair.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Ugh. Where did you get those clips from? That's me going, hello. Gross.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.